AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Pitbull.
I think that education is the real revolution, because as much as we speak about all the problems that there is in society and in the world today, my mother's always told me, son, don't worry, the world's always been coming to an end. Don't let it scare you out of living.
Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, you know what it do? It's 2022. It's another episode of the Gangsta Chronicles, and I'm here with the homeboys.
Big J.
And Big Steel in the house. What's cracking, fellas? Long time no see.
Man, what's cracking, man? Man, shit, I ain't been doing shit, man. Just working. Got a couple of projects in the motherfucking can, and you know, shit, I got this, got this kid in his senior year, so, you know, just trying to get him through this last year of high school.
Right.
Making moves and shit, you know, just doing the family shit, you know, chilling out a little bit.
For sure, man. What's that shit called? Deja vu. You ever had a feeling of deja vu? Niggas stay doing the same dumb shit. You'd be like, something like this shit don't happen already. We done already told this story.
If we gonna keep telling the story, I'm telling you, man, everything, history repeats itself from the beginning of time all the way to now. We doing the same shit. We involved in the same shit. Because it's all drug, money, loyalty, friendship, all the same shit plays the same fucking part. And like I was telling you earlier, that, you know, this goddamn rap game, man, tell me if I'm wrong, you know, these cats are feeling themselves even with money. And they think they have to be dedicated to the hood. So they get the homeboys, they get their squads, whatever you want to call it, and they putting themselves out there when they don't have to. They don't have to do this shit.
Okay, you know.
Yeah, when you come from, it's unfortunate, you know, when you grow up in the hood, so to speak, whatever. We be so, won't associate ourselves to the neighborhood, James. You know what that is.
Right.
We want to show that loyalty, you know what I'm saying? And I know I can speak firsthand because, you know, coming from Compton and, I was gangbanging before I started rapping. And I guess it's just that wanting to steal belong or feel connected. You know what I'm saying? You would think that, you know, having a little success and money and, you know, having some kids would give you the ambition to want to live a little better. But sometimes that shit make you want to be as harder as you know what I'm saying? I won't be harder now because now I got a little money. I got a couple of niggas on my team that's ready to roll with me. And so now my attitude goes from bad to worse sometimes because, you know, money already fucks with you. You know what I'm saying? Money already gives certain niggas who ain't never had it, you know, it makes them feel more powerful when you can get a bag. And now, you know, everybody want to fuck with you. You know what I'm saying, James? Everybody want to be around you. You know what I'm saying? You supplying this and you doing that and everybody. So you still have that sense of entitlement. Like, now I feel bigger from the hood. You get me? I feel bigger. So some want to still live that life. And, you know, some want to still, you know, had a sack, maybe go up a little bigger because they think they're a little bigger. And, you know, is it smart? Hell no. But like I said, myself, I was naive because I grew up in the neighborhood and now I wanted motherfuckers to see that I was from the neighborhood. You get me? I want motherfuckers to know. Yeah, nigga, drag new over here. Now we got money and I'm pulling up in Benzes and lowriders and we got extra straps and shit and all that. And you're not thinking like, man, this shit crazy as a motherfucker. Because now that I think about it, there were certain dudes who would tell me, man, what the fuck is you doing? You get me? Like, you have gotten to a place where a lot of niggas around here dream to, you get me? So why are you still coming back to the hood every day and hanging right out on the block like you have to? You know what I'm saying? Man, you get 1,000 miles away from here and live the lavish luxury of raising a family. And but me, nigga, I was jumping on the freeway driving an hour every fucking day just to come back to Compton. Every day I was doing that shit, James. When I first started rapping, it might have took me about 5-6 years to where I started like, I ain't coming around here no more. You get me? It took a long time. And it take, you know, a couple of feuds and a couple of get-intos and a couple of, you know, for a nigga to start seeing, maybe this shit ain't for me. But as a youngster, you know, like a lot of dudes, you know, a lot of these rappers are, man, it's hard to tell a nigga to, like, stop being affiliated to the hood, you know? And a lot of their security and a lot of the homies is, man, fuck, we don't give a fuck. Yep, we right there with you, low. We right there with you, dog. You know what I'm saying? You would think motherfucker be smart enough, but that's just because, James, niggas don't have nobody who's telling them, this the wrong outfit for you, my nigga. You done made it. You got me? You got some money. You got a little reputation. So why you want to be still connected, you get me, to something that's a downfall? But like I said, some of us was just naive to the fact of I grew up in the hood. This where I'm, you know what I'm saying? I want to show that loyalty. I grew up over here, man. It's the hood. So
yeah, hey, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question about this, man. Recently, Fetty Wap, he pled guilty on Monday to a conspiracy drug charge that carries a mandatory 5-year prison sentence, admitting that he participated in a massive drug trafficking ring that moved drugs from the West Coast to Long Island. The plea in Central Islip came before U.S. Magistrate Judge Stephen Locke, who had revoked his bond and sent him to jail 2 weeks ago. After the plea, he was returned to jail to await sentencing, though a date was not immediately set. Locke revoked the rapper's $500,000 bail secured by property he owns in Georgia after prosecutors said that Watt, whose real name is Willie Maxmill, threatened to kill a man during a FaceTime call in 2021, violating the terms of his pretrial release in his drug case. Now, the Trap Queen rapper was initially arrested last October on charges alleging he participated in the conspiracy to smuggle large amounts of heroin, fentanyl, and other drugs into the New York City area. Now, this dude sold a lot of records, man.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of singles. I don't know if he, as far as the albums go, but he for sure had two or three records that was on Smash when he was out.
Okay.
And he went, you remember Fetty Wap, right?
Yeah.
He went back to back. It seemed like he had a promising career. Now, he was selling all this dope during the time he was at his peak.
Right.
2019, 2020, he was cracking.
How do you well, was he got? Was he already a hood cat, like from the hood before he started rapping?
Well, most cats are hood cats, just like ain't talked about. Most cats are already.
But there's a difference, though, Norm. See, some cats and a lot of cats out here today, they can claim the hood, they can be from the hood, but they don't have that status. When they get this money, you know, you buy your way to where you think you should be, where you can go to your highest level from the hood. Because everybody's starting to respect you more than they expect they had respect before. So it's totally different. But then here you got the same cats following that same formula. All right, I'm talking about not leaving the hood, not being able to leave the hood or wanting to. And at the end of the day, it's their downfall. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. I hung with Suge. So, you know, it seemed like everybody going down that same drain Suge went, opposed to just being rich and living like that.
Yeah, but that's the question I have to ask. You know, he wound up, he pled guilty to conspiracy to distribute and possess controlled substances. The cop charged in the indictment against him, though the plea retained only the cocaine, it carries a mandatory minimum sentence of 5 years in prison, while federal sentencing guidelines are likely to recommend about 2 additional years in prison. The plea spared him from a potential life sentence if he had been convicted on all charges he faced. Now, you got a cat man that's, he gonna go ahead and do them 5 years. He could have did life if he took it to trial. Does this mean he wasn't making no money off them records, eh? Think about it. If you're making this much money, because I believe Trap Queen was like triple platinum or some shit like that.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elia Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It all depends on, now from a record business standpoint, it all depends on what kind of deal he had. Okay. If he was one of these niggas who was putting out his own shit up under an independent, like an empire or some shit like that, then he should have had a little bread in his pocket. But I'm going to say this. When you claim to be in the neighborhood life and you're still associated with the neighborhood life, there's a lot of niggas who going to take them rap checks and put it back into the streets. You get me?
Now check this out. Hey, here's his sales. The 28-year-old rapper's 2014 hit Trap Queen recently got certified diamond status by RIAA, meaning the record sold 10 million records. In addition to all his accomplishments with his major hit, he is far from a one-hit wonder, as his tracks 6, 7, 9, and Again are 6 times platinum and 3 times platinum, respectively. So this dude, remember I told you he had some bangers he was putting out back to back.
Okay.
I noticed. But
like I said, it all depends on how his deal was structured.
Yeah, but check this out. Here it is right here. Not to cut you off, but I noticed he signed to 300.
Okay.
And another company called RGF Productions that was probably one of the homies' labels. So that means it's a couple of different hands inside that money. Am I correct?
It's a few hands in the pot, yeah. Sounds like he was probably signed to a, like you said, you know, when they coming up and they young and they starting out young, little OGs see them, they start their little record labels, they sign them to the little record labels, and then they put out the little singles and they start making noise, and then they go get the distribution deal or the label deal with the major, and it all depends on how much, like I said again, it all depends on how my nigga deal is structured, because if he's signed to somebody that's signed to somebody else, then the money is trickling down. You feel me? So it all depends on if he writing all his shit, who's producing it, all that. But let's just say out of all those records, my nigga still could have been sitting on it a few million. You get me? Even just being a writer and the artist, exactly. You know, getting shows and all of that. So, but like I say, that makes certain niggas with the mind state as if I was hustling, now I'm going to be able to hustle more. You get me? Instead of going, oh, I ain't got to hustle no more. Some niggas go, fuck that. I was able to cop me a half a bird. Now I'm going to be able to cop me 3 or 4 of them motherfuckers, because they still You get me? I still want to, nigga. Why am I finna say I ain't finna stop because I'm making rap records? Some niggas don't have a sense of doing that shit. You get me? Just like I didn't have a sense of going to stop going to the hood every day until a motherfucker made it make sense. You feel me? Mm-hmm. So if I was in the hood selling pounds of weed, and just because I'm going on the road and rapping and doing all that shit, nigga, I still got the spot where I'm selling pounds of weed at. Why am I finna stop getting that money too? Fuck that. That's gonna be my mentality as a young nigga. As an older nigga, I'm gonna be like, this is shit. I can put that shit down now. I don't have to do that shit anymore. But like I said, young mentality niggas don't think that way. Especially when you raised or growing up in the hood. We don't have the sense of making the right decisions until it's too late sometimes.
So is it safe to say that, I mean, you could say, you know, he was just into the hood and just felt like, let me put some of this bread in here and look out for the homies, and got caught up in the middle of doing his thizzle that way.
That could be it too. Or like I said, if a nigga was already making connections before he was rapping, you get me? Because a lot of niggas, that's what their occupation be. A lot of niggas be in the trap, you know, going to the little studio, making little raps and shit. But as soon as they leave the studio, they going back to the trap to make some money because that's their hustle. So if a nigga felt like he was still eating good, yeah, I'm going to go on stage and I'm going to do all that shit. But then when I ain't on stage, I'm going back to the trap still because there's money there. Like I said, and then some niggas, like you said, could be in a sense of, let me help the homies out. Let me put some extra shit in the woopty woop, or let me still make them connections that I still had. You get me? Or now it's easier because now I got some kind of cover, nigga. You get me? I'm a rap star now. So now it's easier for me to make them connections across them states and shit with my business and all of that. Because, nigga, I'm a rapper, nigga. I'll be everywhere at every time. You feel me?
Well, he might have just been realer than what we thought he was, because he said he had his trap queen in the bando with him. He said he had a broad in the kitchen cooking.
You know what it is, like, you know, niggas, like people, and you know, it's fucked up now because, you know, it can be held against you now. But niggas, that's where tales from the hood come from. Niggas telling tales from the neighborhood of niggas, shit, nigga, nigga, we was in a trap last night and I did this and I did that. But now it's held against you because motherfuckers then got the sense of going, hey, let me listen to this nigga's song right quick. Especially if you already a little teed off, or you already got a little suspicion about if a nigga could be doing something, or a nigga might be talking or whatever. So now all you got to do is put a nigga record on. You feel me?
Got caught up.
All you got to do is put a nigga record on. And one of those, and the way they do it, nigga, it's a job. So don't think I'm going to listen to the record you put out about the...
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Ilya Kani, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow, thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever, nigga, I'm going to go back and listen to everything. I'm a motherfucking put all that shit down, put it through the computer and print it out. And nigga, we gonna analyze every fucking word. Look what he said right there. He did this when he went there and he hooked up with so-and-so and he got this and he got that. And now they got that. Oh, there it is right there. Oh, there's the hookup. Yeah. You get me? The nigga said he went from LA to New York and he did this and he did that and he did that. There it is right there.
And that's what's getting him caught up.
Yep. And let me tell you something that Glasses had told me the other day, that the little niggas is going out and smoking niggas and going to go make songs and videos about the shit.
I just read an article. I just read something today on social media where some rapper hired a nigga to kill a bitch or kill a wife or kill somebody, and they just busted him today. Or because he didn't hire the nigga and slid him $2,500 because the nigga pulled up on the broad and tried to bust on her, but she lived, shot at her 8 times. And it's some young rapper dude who like, these niggas is crazy.
Oh, here it is right here, eight. Here it is right here. Flint rapper Cliff Mack charged for allegedly hiring hitman who shot but did not kill a woman. Flint, here Michigan right rapper. Here. Yeah, Flint, Michigan rapper Clint Mack, real name Clifton E. Terry III, has been charged for allegedly paying a man $10,000 to kill a woman. As revealed in a statement from the Eastern District, Michigan Attorney's Office, a federal gang jury issued an indictment charging the 31-year-old with murder for hire, resulting in personal injury, conspiracy to commit murder for hire, resulting in personal injury, and using a firearm during and in retaliation to a crime of violence. 25-year-old Andre D. Sims, who was the alleged hitman, was indicted for his role in an attempted assassination earlier this year. Now, how crazy is that, man? So you don't hire a nigga younger than you is to go out and pop this bro.
Let me tell you the crazy shit behind some of this shit. And this is crazy. Let me put it like this. Now, I don't know what the code is now, whatever. But I was always taught you be on the lowest shit. You get me? All niggas is wanting to be entertainers, but want to be killers. You get me? Yeah. You can't do both, my nigga. You can't. You know that old saying like the mob used to say, you're going to be with the mob and you're going to do business. You got to be hush hush. Right. I want you on magazines and doing interviews. And how you trying to be a rapper? But you still walking around with the heat and the sack and the gang affiliation and whatever. You got to get that shit up, my nigga, if you wanting to be in that position. Because you can't be putting out mixtapes and rap records and doing videos and then going to hire niggas to kill motherfuckers. Somebody going to snitch.
So how did they get him? Was he on made a record about the shit?
Who knows, but you see the title.
Yeah.
Rapper. He's a rapper. You get me? How are you trying to be a rapper, but you still going around with like, oh, I need to get a motherfucker smoked? You can't do that being no rapper.
Well, I think they got it misconstrued when they like gangster rap. You have to be a gangster to be a rapper. You have to be involved.
I get it. But niggas is like they done took it to the next level, James. You feel me? Gangster rap in our time was niggas who were affiliated or had some connection, and we told stories about what we saw growing up as kids. We never talked about, oh yeah, nigga, I took the motherfucking AK-47 and killed the nigga. I always spoke, like I say again, on what I might have saw what a nigga did. I don't never put myself in that motherfucking shoe. You get me?
Right.
I ain't gonna never be like, yeah, I'm the nigga that pulled up with the 4-5 and then I dumped and then I came back to the motherfucking crib and got on the mic and we partied all night. I ain't gonna say that. I'm gonna say John Bo did that shit. You get me? I'm gonna say, or in my neighborhood, this is what happens. Or police come through and the brutality, and this is what happened when we were growing up and we had to worry about police brutality, or just because I was in a t-shirt and khakis, I got jacked by the police. Don't mean I was doing shit, but that's what happened. Like, the youngsters nowadays, I guess they prove, you know, they affiliation and they hard connect with, fuck it. Dodo got killed last night. So nigga, let's go to the studio right now and we're going to get on record and we're going to describe Dodo's killing in right. So many words. And then shit, we might even go as far as mention the nigga got killed. Your homeboy got killed over there. Y'all ain't did nothing to it. So-so came through with that 223 and woomty woomp. And nigga caught 5 shots and woomty woomp. You know, we telling you about it. Because the nigga who did the shit is standing right here in the studio with us.
So do you think it's somewhere down the line, the police, they're going to try to just ban rap music, period? Or is it good for them? Because they solve a lot of shit.
No, they ain't gonna try to ban it because nowadays it helps them with questionable shit. Why would I try to ban some shit now that a dumb motherfucker shit tomorrow? Like, oh, a killing tonight? Oh, let's just wait. In about 2 or 3 days, it'll be a video and a song up about it. You get me? And right. All we gotta do is go to the Facebook pages and pull it up, and there it is. Listen to what they just said. Mm-hmm. On that Ave, Dookie got shot. He got hit with the 223. They know everything.
You get me? But check this out, though, y'all. And this is from 2021. Jacksonville rappers are making music videos about real murders. Police and mothers of victims are watching. The music and beats heard in the music videos are catchy, and millions of people have heard the songs on YouTube and other streaming services. But rap music videos by local artists depicting real murders in Jacksonville are fueling fire in the community. The music videos give details about horrific crimes and the heartbroken mothers who are still waiting for arrest or trials for their son's murderers say the lyrics have gone too far. While they wait for justice, the music videos coming mostly from two rival rap groups in Jacksonville have gained popularity across the country with songs glorifying their son's murders. Who I Smoke by Jacksonville rapper Young and Ace and others, which features a sample from Vanessa Carlton's 1,000 Miles, has been viewed more than 33 million times since it was first published in March.
Damn.
The response to Young and Ace's songs recorded by rival rapper Julio Fulio, Beatbox Remox Bibby Flow, has racked up more than 9 million views. The music videos that feature lyrics about murders of young men in Jacksonville has propelled the rappers to national fame. But behind the videos are families that are forced to relive the pain. It's like somebody's taking a healed wound and opening it back up and stabbing it over and over again, Elizabeth Gaynor said. One of the murders of a murder victim mentioned in a song told News for Jack, she reached out to YouTube asking if they could take one of the videos down, but the company never responded. I hope and pray that the person or the persons who are rapping about that, they understand that you have a mom too. But you want your mom to feel that way other moms feel? That is crazy, man. So these cats
don't give a fuck. When you taking that shit down? That shit got 9 million views. You think we finna take that shit down? No. They don't give a fuck.
Thinking, how many times the police and everybody else done listened to this shit just to lock them up on it? I mean, God damn, you got to think.
A lot of these rappers, like you said, the Julio Fulio cat, I read about him getting ready to go to jail or got arrested for some crazy shit. It's just like I said, they're already watching you because you already affiliated to the spot where the niggas is doing all the killings, you get me? And you one of them young niggas affiliated because they done seen you in a mix. Because like I said, they done been on Facebook and on Instagram and Twitter, so they know who you hang with. So then when you come out as the rapper, you know what I'm saying, you just put yourself front and center because you represent the neighborhood where the niggas is doing all these killings at, and you right here talking about them.
Right.
So do you feel like what you feel like? So say like if a nigga like, I didn't kill a motherfucker, I didn't have nothing to do with it, but a nigga still is able to rap and to do whatever the song. Do you feel that's freedom of speech?
Yeah, you know what?
Not until
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elia Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
You basically commit... you basically saying you have knowledge of, period. And they can come and get you just on that and send you through hell, put you in jail just on that, having knowledge of. You know,
yeah, every nigga over here got knowledge of it. Nigga in this neighborhood. So why come after me? Because I made a song about what everybody on the block knows. Everybody talking about it. Everybody talking about Lil So-and-so. Everybody say Lil So-and-so got killed with the 223 and the homie boomty womp. So and I'm finna go on the stoop. So I'm finna go in the studio. And I'm finna bust a rap about, yeah, you got hit with that so-and-so. You were standing on the corner. The nigga came by and hit you with that woomty woomp. And aha, I'm going to make a rap about it. Is it freedom of speech or not? I didn't do it.
You given public knowledge that you have, you understand what's going on. You rapping about it. So they got what they call probable cause to come and get you for questioning or whatever. And the way they do it, the way the police do the shit today, they get to telling these niggas 30, 40 years, and motherfucker ain't ready to go to jail for 30, 40 years. So, yes, it's freedom of speech, but you're publicizing. You don't see the G niggas on the block running their mouth like that. You are telling the world that you have public knowledge of murders, robberies, drug dealing. So the police are interested in this shit. That's why they watching this shit.
Wait, but you know the thing, it was James. I think the streets always have been treacherous, but I do think with these youngsters today, we seeing a whole different level of treachery because they doing stuff wherever and whenever, and they putting it on cameras, they putting it on their phones, they sharing it. Now check this out. They said that this it was an LA drill rapper. Did you hear about this, A?
No.
check this out. Chilling video captures the moment a Los Angeles-based Vrio rapper was shot dead inside a Bronx pharmacy in broad daylight by a group of four men trying to steal his gold chain. The disturbing footage obtained by the Post Friday shows the crew mercilessly attacking Avante Frowner, 27, inside Amazing Pharmacy on East Tremont Avenue near Arthur Avenue around 3:45 p.m. Thursday before one of the men shot and killed him. They don't need to be on the streets no more, ever, Avante's dad, Roger Frowner, 56, told the Post. If they kill somebody in broad daylight inside of a store, they are treacherous. They made a mistake, Frowner said. They did the dumbest thing they could ever do in life, and I hope God would make them pay for it all. Frowner, whose stage name is Money Gang Vontae, is a drill rapper from Los Angeles who previously lived in Chicago. He was in town for a show, according to police sources and his father. Now, the boy is in the show, in town to do a show, dog, and gets gunned down in the pharmacy in broad daylight, 8-4 chain. Now, this is four niggas looking for one chain.
Yes.
You can't one have chain. One chain that might be worth whoop to whoop to them. You know what I'm saying? All of this shit that's going on today ain't nothing but a quick hustle. We're not getting off our ass to go to work when we ain't got to get down like that, but we are watching and paying attention. Out here, they got motherfuckers walking in the parking lot at Walmart, snatching purses, jacking women, jacking niggas for their jewelry. You know, I got females in my family scared to go outside, scared to go to the store. So I got to go to the store with them. So, yeah, man, one cat, four cats, it don't matter. They are looking for that easy come up, man.
I just said the same shit. Motherfucker, you can't go out to a restaurant and have a meal because a motherfucker be sizing you up trying to figure out how much money you just spent on your dinner, and then it'd be like, oh yeah, that motherfucker got some money. Let's follow them home. You get right. me? It's a treacherous scenario that's going on right now with the youngsters and how they feel. They got to get, you know, that come up. You feel me? Like I said, niggas used to do shit back in the days, but we had some limits to certain shit we would do.
Niggas wouldn't kill the niggas for no jury.
No, that's why I said there were certain limits to shit that we wouldn't do. It was just certain shit we wouldn't do. Like, I ain't gonna kill a nigga for no motherfucking chain. You get me? Right. Like, but today, shit, motherfucker kill you over watch. You get me? And I ain't just talking about the rapper nigga or the whatever. Now, you could be a businessman coming from work, and a motherfucker gonna follow you home for a watch he seen you had on getting in your car.
Be a motherfucking phony. There could be a fake.
It don't matter.
A
motherfucker see you carrying a designer purse. They gonna want to follow you home and kick in your door because they gonna think, motherfucker, if you carrying a $4,000-$5,000 purse around, you got to have some shit at home.
It's not like a nigga, you know.
Oh, that's the drug dealer with the 50 keys in his house, and we gonna go rob the nigga with the keys or some shit like.
Everybody ain't caring shit like that no more. Yeah.
Motherfucker down like shit. A bitch got on a Cartier watch and a Gucci purse, nigga. Let's follow that bitch home. Oh, a nigga just jumped in the motherfucking G5 wagon. Let's follow that nigga home. You get me? I don't give a nigga. You getting in something I ain't got? That means you got something I ain't got. And so right. I don't give a fuck what I get. Nigga, it could be $1,000 in a wallet. It could be $500 in your fucking dog. You get me?
Niggas, I'm gonna take your dog.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ilya Kani, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow, thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics, in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fucking dog. Oh, you got one of them dogs? You got one of them dogs niggas paying $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 for? Right. Oh, yeah, I'm finna snatch that. Fuck that. Nigga, since when? Nigga, we wasn't running around snatching no motherfucking dogs back in the days and shit. I don't give a fuck if we seen a motherfucker walking around with a TV $100 million dog walk. Nigga, I ain't finna steal no motherfucking dog. But niggas today, oh yeah, nigga, motherfuckers paying $5,000-$6,000 for them dogs, nigga. Let's snatch that motherfucker. I'll shoot you and everything. Nigga, give me your dog. Bye.
It's crazy, man.
It's treacherous what motherfuckers feel like. God, man, I don't know. Like I said, I've been from the hood. I've had to struggle. I've had to, you know what I'm saying? But it was certain shit that, nigga, I ain't doing that shit. I ain't doing that crazy shit. Nah, I'm not doing that shit. So it seemed like nowadays, I don't know, I don't want to say if the motherfuckers aren't guided or motherfuckers just ain't got, the niggas just greedy right now. You feel me? Niggas is, these motherfuckers is just straight up greedy nowadays. And I don't know what to tell you. Like you said, James, niggas try to kill, niggas kill you for your chain today.
Right.
Niggas kill you for your chain. When it's come to where niggas will rob, niggas will shoot you for your dog, kicking your dough for a watch or a purse, you get me? Niggas running in stores trying to snatch purses and all kind of, it's just a thing to do nowadays, you get me? It's the new thing, fuck it. We gonna pile up in the car, nigga, drive over here, nigga, and just run in the store and just motherfucking steal a gang of shit. That's right. Just what the motto is nowadays. I mean, I don't know if it's just youngsters or it's just motherfuckers who just hungry for the come up.
Well, you know, the way things are today, man, you do have to have some kind of firepower inside your house.
Oh, yeah.
Because you run the risk, like you said, hey, is somebody seeing your woman hopping that pretty car that you got for with that purse dangling, and somebody just saying, I'm going to follow this broad home to see what she got. And you never know, man. You could have niggas running up in your house, man.
It's that simple. And I'll be trying to figure, you know, you see all these home invasions and I'll be like, how are these motherfuckers figuring out who to hit or whatever? And I'll be like, oh, these niggas just greedy. They just watching motherfuckers leave places of businesses or grocery stores or whatever. And they going, we're going to follow that motherfucker home. And then just straight up, like, niggas ain't doing no scoping out. Like, I don't know if this nigga got pistols in there or nothing.
That's what I was gonna say. You don't know if you're following home a law enforcement
nigga kid, don't know or a shit,
black commando man. Ass nigga. That, you know, it's some niggas to stay ready, James.
Like you said, why do you think some of these motherfuckers are getting shot when they home invading now? Because motherfuckers are like, man, please. Nigga, I got pistols all over my shit. Soon as I hear a motherfucking boom, nigga, it's click, 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 click. Sleep with a pistol under my pillow. I don't give a fuck. Soon as I might hear a nigga ready, like nigga, I got them stashed all over the motherfucker. I know, nigga, I got the point of advantage because I'm upstairs, nigga. You don't see the lights is off and dark, and I'm laying on the floor. Come up the stairs if you want to. Ain't gonna tell a motherfucker. Come on up the stairs if you want to. You gonna come down the stairs with a gang of hoes. You gotta be ready now, nigga, because like I said, you don't know. Nigga, you be at the grocery store shopping with your kids or anything, and a motherfucker be like, look, is that James? Is that Steele? Don't Steele's sons play for the Steelers now? Man, please, man. Let's follow Steele home, man. I know he got some shit up in there, man. His son play for the fucking Steelers. Come on.
Oh, man. And the cold.
You got it, man. And it's fucked up. It's fucked up to think like that because you want to think like, nigga, I ain't got no money. That's my son. What the fuck I got to do? But niggas think like that nowadays. I don't give a fuck, nigga. That's Steele. That's so-and-so. Them niggas, oh, them niggas do a podcast. Niggas got money, man. Come on,
niggas
fuck.
Niggas is retarded, dog. Niggas will follow you home,
you gotta be careful. You got to be careful. And I'm the type of nigga that I like to, I'm going to go where the fuck I want to, and I'm going to do what the fuck I want to do. But now you got to be extra careful when you get in the car and you going home. And, you know, that's why now, nigga, where you stay at? Hey, nigga, nowhere. Hey, I don't stay nowhere.
Right now, dog, you just saying something real important, dog. You know what I mean? You be talking about stuff, right? I'm telling you, I'm busting a move, dog. And when I tell you I'm going to be so far out the way from niggas, dog, I ain't going to be having to worry about shit because you got to move that way nowadays, dog.
Yeah, you got to, especially if you got, like I said, you got family, you got wife, you got children around, whatever. And like I said, with the mentality of what's going on right now, I don't know if it's just motherfuckers is broke. I don't know if the PPP stopped and all that free money stopped. It just made motherfuckers, you know, because when they was giving out all that free money, nigga, you wasn't hearing about all this shit. But, you know, now the free money is gone and you know, niggas don't want to be on the block hustling and, you know, taking that chance. And with running up in stores and shit, it's like, fuck, ain't nobody gonna come after me. Security ain't finna try to, you know, wrestle me down because shit, all this shit is insured. So, you know, you might have a few heroes that try to be like, but for the most part, they just let the motherfuckers walk out with this shit. And it's, like I said, it's becoming a new norm. Home invasions and running up in stores and all that shit is becoming a new norm.
Well, I'm going to tell you, just over the last few weeks alone, I've saw two or three motherfuckers walk up in jewelry stores and just smash shit and just leave. And the crazy part is a lot of that jewelry that be in them smashing grabs be fake now, dog.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't have my shit out like that. I'd have all my good shit locked up in the safe and shit. So
I would have replicas that the motherfucker use. A motherfucker can look at a replica, and if you want to see the real one, your ass would have to walk back here behind this glass with me. And I got niggas back there with pistols and shit. You can see that motherfucker try it on and walk your ass back out.
I've seen some shit the other day where a nigga was in a jewelry store, like a popular store somewhere, you know, out here. And a motherfucker walked in there. He had the motherfucker trying on the little chains and shit, you know, and he had the bitch hook the shit up in the back. And he was standing there acting like he was looking in the motherfucking little mirror looking at it. And the nigga did this a couple of times and pew, was gone. I'm talking about niggas don't give a fuck. And let me tell you something, what's so funny about that shit. A nigga ain't doing that because he need the bread and gonna sell it. That nigga gonna be on motherfucking Instagram tomorrow wearing that shit like, yeah, my nigga, you know how we do it, nigga.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout. And woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics, in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Elia Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what I'm saying? That's the dumb shit that a nigga do. Because a nigga go steal some shit and tomorrow get right on Facebook or Twitter or some shit and have the shit on and be like, yeah, nigga, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you know how I do it. Like, nigga, where you steal that shit from?
Yeah, niggas done made police reports about the shit. Anything. All they got to do is look at the Instagram. They go find a nigga.
I'm gonna find a nigga, especially if I know you already doing shit. I'm just for If I was a police at the station, and I'd be like, "Where that shit happen at?" Oh yeah, man. Let me get on this Facebook right here and check these niggas. One of these niggas from this hood did it. I'm telling you, one of them gonna have the shit on. Look, there he go right there. Is that the change that got stolen? Yep, that's them right there. Because. Niggas ain't thinking. I don't know where that come from.
I don't know.
You're smart enough to steal from a nigga, but dumb not to conceal the evidence. Cause a nigga right. So happy as shit. Nigga, you steal some shit, you supposed to hawk that shit, get rid of it, and move on. These niggas want to keep the shit. Like, nigga, you can't go steal a motherfucking Bentley and then go to the hood and be riding around with it like, nigga, you bought the motherfucker. What the fuck?
Right. No, it ain't yours.
It's not. You get me? But, hey, nigga, I'm going to put this motherfucker on. I'm going to put this watch on our stole, and then I'm going to go over here and floss like, yeah, nigga, what's cracking? You know how I do it. Yeah, got that new watch on, got the new chains. And the nigga you stole it from is sitting there going, that's my chains right there. Or the store is going, that's our shit right there. Niggas don't, they not thinking.
I'm going to tell you what's going to happen, though. The gun laws in this country are going to change. And I'm not talking about them taking guns away. You know, the federal government is saying a lot of these laws are unconstitutional, like the laws in California, James, like how you can't have a concealed weapon in L.A. County, but in Orange County, they're getting them all day. They saying that shit is like, against the Constitution. They're about to change all that, bro.
Well, they should, because if you ever been to Arizona and partied and hung out and been to the market in Arizona, everybody carrying a pistol. You don't see motherfuckers running up on a motherfucker on the average in Phoenix, because the first thing a motherfucker think is, okay, this is a potential shootout. Mm-hmm. If I go up to this motherfucker or this motherfucker over here, see this robbery going down, they can shoot you. So niggas ain't out there trying to do robberies and jacking motherfuckers. So just think if California had that, where they know every motherfucker they run up would be a potential, they can be the victim. Niggas ain't thinking like that. They ain't trying to do that. So I think everybody should be able to carry their pistol, man, and it'd be better. They doing it in Las Vegas. You know, I love to go to Arizona because when I'm on my motorcycle, my big ass pistol hanging on the side and shit. And just ride. And everybody you see got their pistols out. So you in the motherfucking club with 900 niggas, and they damn near everybody got a gun. You ain't been
ain't nothing gonna go down. ain't there's nothing that's gonna go down. And that's the crazy part about it. The laws in California are so fucked up right now to where if me and you go buy a pack of bullets from the store now, hey, you gotta have the real ID, you gonna have to have a whole bunch of other shit, dog, and you just gonna go buy some bullets. That shit shouldn't be that way. You buy some bullets, you should just go be able to go buy some bullets and get the fuck on.
And now they putting you through the whole regiment just for buying shells?
Yeah. Dang. Like a motherfucker that's robbing or killing motherfuckers is going to Dick's Sporting Goods to go, let me see the 12 gauge back there. I'm going to go murder some motherfuckers. So let me see that 12 gauge back there. No, that's not how it's happening. The nigga that need the 12 gauge, he want to go see the homie. Juan, I need to get a pistola, man. And they go slide you the pistol, you slide them a few dollars, and you on about your business. Ain't nobody that's legitimate going through all that bullshit, dog.
I don't know why they think that, you know, the gun laws or whatever will prevent a motherfucker from getting pistols. Who's bought a, you know what I'm saying, like, niggas?
You can't think that, eh? Because shit, half of the guns that was on the street is come from the other side. It didn't come from us. We ain't no gun.
No, maker. That's what I said. If they think that it'll be hard for a nigga to not get a pistol, when does that happen? Yeah. Like you said, I can go to a nigga right now and be like, nigga, I need to get a something. And he going to be like, okay.
Mm-hmm. Everybody needs a pistol. Everybody got to have a pistol, Mike.
You know they have you seen that thing they doing with the 3D printers, with the 3D guns, to where they putting the specs online and you can build your own. If you got a 3D printer, you can build your own motherfucking pistol, AK-47, MAC-10, anything you want to.
Yeah, but you got to go, all the guns. You gotta order it. So once when you order it, they make a profile of you and of those parts that you what you call them. So a lot of motherfuckers ain't making them now. Now they if they making them, they report that shit stolen or they didn't receive it.
Mm-hmm.
So they won't have that problem. It's a way around all of it, but they only giving you that shit just that they got a tab on every motherfucking pistol that's made. It's only when they lose where that pistol at is when somebody called and said they've been burglarized or some shit like that. So that pistol is gone. It don't exist no more until they see it. So now I can only get caught with receiving stolen property. No, now they booking you for the motherfucking burglary, for robbery. See, it's fucked up now. So, like me, all the things that I have gotten, I'm trying not to get rid of. But I got so, man, I'm like, you know, we on this goddamn this gay crime.
You ain't been shit, James.
I'm just letting y'all two know right now that we back in the studio, man. The spot don't got remodeled. So we back in the studio, dog, next week. So y'all will start seeing more of this shit live and then cut and us in with the fly background and special effects and all that shit.
Right, let's get it.
Good. Yeah, we need to be back cracking and shit. That's what it do, man. So yeah, right. That's how we gonna get back to what we doing. Get back to what y'all used to seeing. So it's official.
All and right, Norm, when you get off the phone, hit me. I want to show you something.
All right, for sure. I got you.
So you can.
I got you.
All right.
All right, we out of here.
All right.
Yay.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20. Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math & Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Pitbull.
I think that education is the real revolution, because as much as we speak about all the problems that there is in society and the world today, my mother's always told me, son, don't worry, the world's always been coming to an end. Don't let it scare you out of living.
Listen to Math & Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.